Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I have a random offbeat Michael Jackson question for Hardy.
Ooh.
Yeah. I just popped into my head hearing this. We'll get to your calls in 1 minute.
Right. I know the calls are there. And I also want
to get to them.
I also want people, I really want to know this. If you're one of those people that went to camp, one of those days we made fun of you, what would make you want to stand in line to sign a man's card that he probably is never going to read? I want to know, honestly. I got a real problem with that. That's all. Just all call right. It.
What's your Michael Jackson?
Here was
question.
My Michael Jackson hit. I was driving around yesterday, and there was a random track, not one of the singles, a random track being played off the Dangerous album.
Yeah.
That was the one in the 90s, early 92.
Sounds right.
That was the Black or White. Black or White was on that album.
Oh, that's a good song.
Right? Yeah. And I thought to myself, was Michael Jackson short on hits in the 90s?
Yeah.
He was pretty much done by the time the 90s rolled around.
Well, I think everybody had kind of moved on. And here's my question about Michael
I would say
Jackson.
The longevity really wasn't there, was it?
No.
Well, you go back to the 70s. He had more than a decade run.
70s and 80s are huge for him.
Here's my question regarding Michael Jackson, Beatle. As there was a Michael Jackson channel. May have been a limited time run on the satellite there.
Yeah.
And I asked myself, maybe even out loud on the air, so we're all okay with Michael Jackson now? Like, is everybody okay? Everybody all right? You are?
I mean, what?
You're okay with Michael Jackson?
Okay, meaning what? Like, I like.
What do you mean? What do I mean?
Should I like not his music. That song?
I know he's a weirdo. Weirdo. Good musician.
You
don't like rock and roll? Like Gary Glitter? You don't like that song?
I've gone... Right.
Gary Glitter, bad guy.
Right.
Can't play the touchdown song anymore.
Right.
Why do you think you got... Convicted. Oh, this is our house.
Is it the conviction that does it for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think you have to have the conviction.
Not enough... So there's not enough smoke there with Michael Jackson?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
So you want to cancel Michael Jackson?
I don't want to cancel anything. I'm just asking if everybody's okay with him. Everybody okay with Michael Jackson?
I think there are people that separate the artist from the music, which is really hard to do.
All right, so we want to vote? Do we play it on the show anymore?
I think it's a fair question.
I, for one, do not feel like I will be celebrating Michael Jackson that much more in my life.
Play Black or White.
I'm not going to turn the music off when it comes on, but if it were my decision, hey, should we do a Michael Jackson channel for a week?
No.
No, I'm all set with that.
I would not be
that.
Celebrating Michael
I'm
Jackson.
I'm okay with that.
Is he the king of pop? Is he still the king of pop?
No, I don't. See, this was sort of my thing. Maybe sneaky overrated. Like,
oh,
he was
no,
a dud
no,
by the 90s.
No.
Beetle,
no,
this is where your age works against you.
No.
I'm going to tell you why. I've told you this before. I'm going to tell you again.
Are you sure it's my age or my contrarian?
I told TLC was underrated last week.
Things.
Because Michael Jackson was such an across-the-board phenomenon. And Zoe, you will back me up on this. And that Thriller album was out. It was everything. He was Apollo Creed. Old people love me. Young people love me. Black people love me. White people. Everybody.
The people that
everybody
cried
loved
people cried
Michael
when they saw him.
Jackson. I mean, it was the album. It was the dancing. It was the songs. It was the videos.
Billie
it was
Jean.
Everything. I mean, Everybody knew who he was and liked it.
When he started turning weirdo, and not that he was ever not weird, and he got back together for that Motown 25 or whatever the hell that was, that special with his brothers.
Yeah.
And they did I Want You Back, and then he went right into Billie Jean. That's when.
Yeah, that was kind of the moment.
All right. So Jim asked me what the song was, and I had to pull up the track list because I can't. I don't think I had ever really heard it before. I think, I don't even know.
Where'd you hear this?
It was on Sirius.
Oh.
Can't Let Her Get Away. I think that was the one.
I play more Michael Jackson.
Like, what is...
nice intro. This is like... It's like Uncle Diesel intro.
This was apparently the promo single for the album. Oh, I don't know. I don't think this is it.
This jam is
Maybe
good.
This is it.
Nope.
This is New Jack.
This is like New Jack Swing.
Yeah. This is like Fab Five Freddy.
I'm not even sure this is the song.
Hey!
But this is what it was.
Tighten up!
Dude, he was a dud by the 90s. Dud. Dud. Just stating the facts.
So Michael Jackson, overrated and canceled.
Which one was?
Neither overrated.
Cancel him.
What video
was... I find it remarkable.
I mean, I gotta say, there's a lot of people been canceled for a lot less than the things he's accused of.
You think?
I mean, anybody who watched that, was it Netflix? The two-part thing?
Yeah, I think it was HBO.
Whatever it was. Like, a lot of people couldn't get through it. I could not get through the second one.
I watched five minutes of it. I was like, I'm not watching this.
I'm all done.
I'm not doing it.
I'm all done. And now it's like, no! Michael Jackson's the greatest! Woo-hoo!
Oh. Who's that little kid?
All right, we got to get to the call.
Who's that little kid? It was Willis's little
Jason
brother.
Jason in Providence has been hanging on for the Celtics.
Gary Coleman.
Jason.
No.
Gary Coleman.
Webster.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Jason.
And Macaulay Culkin.
Love the show. I just wanted to say, I think you were just giving Tatum a little bit, not enough credit. You know, he did have a career high in assists. I think that really helped the team out offensively.
We gave him a what? We gave him...
Thought he responded really
birdie.
Well yesterday.
Birdie yesterday.
And we're being critical of not giving him enough credit?
Birdie.
After his lousy performance on Friday?
Birdie. Who hit the big shot late?
Tatum and Brown.
Brown.
Brown at the one in the corner. Brown. It was a three we played. Jim,
I'd like
played
to talk
top
about
the show.
We're going to give credit.
That's my guy.
Closer. Brown?
My guy.
Closer.
Effort.
Closer.
My guy.
Scott's in New Hampshire. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Beetle. Hey, Zoe. Hey, the boys are back, baby.
Boys are back in town.
Yeah, Zoe. Hey, I got something for Jimmy's Wallachie.
Okay, I'm going to translate.
You sound like Peter McNeely in
the Tyson fight. I'm going to translate for what you just said so we don't have to review it. He has an item for Jim Louth's shelf.
Nice.
What is the item?
Okay, I'm a Van Halen freak, and I know in sports they play music in between with the cheerleaders dance, Crazy Train comes out with the Patriots.
Yeah, that's Ozzy. Ozzy.
Okay, I have a brand new pair of Eddie Van Halen limited edition Chuck sneakers, like those old Converse used to wear back in the day. The thin ones, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I still wear them.
All right, hang on. I know they do. Well, my feet are too fat. But anyway, they're brand new, size 11, never been worn, original shoelaces, original packing slip, original box, and they're frail back. They've never been out of the air. And I was thinking, maybe you could throw that wall off a little bit, Jimmy, and put them on the top shelf. The box is actually gorgeous.
Is it signed by him?
No. I've seen him 9 times. I'm a wicked Van Halen.
It's a great item.
It's pretty cool.
Good item.
Yeah, but it don't have to be signed.
No, it's brand new. I mean, you can get them right now online, eBay, whatever. I bought these a long time ago when they first came out.
Mm.
They're a limited edition. I mean, you can see something similar.
Maybe you can send, like, just one of the shoes. You keep one, send one to Lowe.
Jim, keep one.
Right? You got to take them out of the cryo pack, though, for the shelf?
I would say, keep the box, keep one of the shoes, send Jim one of the shoes.
I haven't been down to to Jim's office since, today. I've only been back today. Is it filling out
a little bit? We got more boxes coming up at 12:50, I believe.
Is that what we're doing?
Three more gifts here.
Yeah,
I guess three gifts. 12:50, get a few more things. Really nice Zamboni came in last week.
I thought he was setting up there for the I have the shoelaces from those shoes to give you. That's what I thought he was going.
Oh, he's got the shoes.
No, he's got the whole shoe.
55 Morrissey Boulevard.
Eddie Van Halen loved Michael
Dorchester
Jackson.
Mass.
Guitar solo on, what was it, Beat It? That was the Eddie Van Halen solo?
Oh, my God, that's right.
Yeah. See, it all ties together. Everything ties together on this show.
All comes together. All comes together. Tom and Newton. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, hey, guys. I mean, what the heck's going on down there in Foxborough with everybody opted out? I mean, you look at some of these other teams, there's like a handful of teams where no one's opted out. You've got a number of teams, you know, where you've got like one, maybe a couple guys that have opted out. There's no other team in the league with, you know, going on like 10 guys, 20% of your 53-man roster where they've opted out. I mean, you look at the coronavirus capital of the country down there in Fox, in Florida, Tampa Bay, nobody's opted out. And, you know, what's with that?
Oh, Tampa Bay is going for it this year.
I think there's maybe somewhat of an explanation for this that has nothing to do with Tom Brady, that has nothing to do with, you know, being a Patriot and having won something else that could factor in. We'll get to that coming up. More of your calls as well, 617-779-0985.
Absolutely right. There is an opt-out tracker, and it is jarring when you see some of these teams, and like some have zero. And the Patriots, the list just keeps on growing.
More of that next.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease.
One other angle to the Patriots players who have opted out so far. And that deadline that we thought was at the earliest today, maybe Wednesday. I don't know what day they're going to settle on because the NFL, as Devin McCourty said, could be changing that date, the opt-out date in the NFL. I think one of the reasons why the Patriots players have opted out is they have an older roster. Now, that doesn't apply to Matt LaCoste, who opted out last night. But it does apply to guys like Patrick Chung. It does apply to Dante Hightower. When you have older players.
McCourty, who has not opted out yet.
Not yet. When you have older players who have played in the league and have experienced things in the league, but with the experience comes the confidence to pick up the phone and tell their team, I'm not coming in. I'm not going to be there this year. I bet there are players that don't feel comfortable going back but are afraid to opt out. They're afraid of how it will look to their team, afraid of how it will look to their coach. I think that's part of it, and I don't think the Patriots players have that fear, like a Hightower or a Chung, because they know. They have plenty of confidence picking up the phone and telling Bill Belichick or Nick Casario, I'm opting out. And knowing that there's sort of that same respect coming back, as you heard Bill Belichick on Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you know, as a coach and as a guy who wants to have success on the field, yeah, you never want to be without Dante Hightower, but I think there's all kinds of respect for that player where if that's what he decides, that's what he decides. Okay. The other thing is, real life, the older a player is, the more they have family concerns. They're not young single guys. They are older guys who are in long-term relationships or they are married and they have a bunch of kids and they've got that going on at home. Whereas younger players don't have that. Younger players only have to care about themselves. A lot of the rookies don't have the same issues that a guy like Dante Hightower or Patrick Chung have. They have different home lives when they're here in the NFL right now, and I think that impacts it too.
Yeah.
Patriots have an older roster.
Yeah, everybody says, why do they have eight? And everybody else, because everybody else is young. Like, the Chiefs are keep talking about running back. They can't wait to get back at it. But they're a very young team. And they've been at it for a week now. Already having meetings. Patriots have yet to even have their first workout or meeting. Now they're just starting to get into, you know, the physical part of it. You know, the training. You know, weight sessions. So you could do that when you have an older team, a more experienced team. And they have smart players that have been around the league a long time that are comfortable with their positioning within it, that feel that they could continue to play and come back next year, and I could opt out and be ready to go again next year and feel better about it. But I'm in a good place, personally, right now. And when you stick at a place that long, you win as much as they have, you have the ability to go out and say something like that, where most of those other 90% of the teams don't.
So I don't know.
There's something else going on, though. I mean, I don't know, but the disparity with just the sheer number of Patriots players, and, you know, you mentioned, you know, the Chiefs, where it's like, okay, well, you know, defending Super Bowl champions, they, you know, maybe feel like this would be a really bad time timing wise to not play with this team and give up another chance. There's a lot of reason to want to play for the Patriots this year if you're interested at all in what Cam Newton could be, if you're interested at all in what Jared Stidham might be, if you're interested at all in playing for the team, you know, post Tom Brady and proving that it wasn't just about the quarterback, but still, you know, you've got some teams with no opt-outs at all. What's the number up to with the Patriots now?
Eight. See, and you get the feeling from down there that Bill's approach this year is going to be much different than others, because in, you know, preparing to play, you know, in a sort of structured environment with this virus and trying to do it, that we may have a chance here, guys. This may help us as to where it might hurt other teams that are maybe young and dumb. Maybe we're smarter. Maybe we're more coached. Maybe we're better coached than other teams. And if just listen to me here and do what I ask you to do and just give me your all for 3 months, we may have a shot at this thing. That might be it, the way some guys that are saying we're going to play, like a James White. Not James White. He's a free agent.
Do you think Dante Hightower or Patrick Chung would have been swayed by hearing that speech, in theory, that they would have decided something different?
No.
Nor do I.
No.
I don't think that's what it is.
I
think if what Bill would do was talk to the room, the guys that said, hey, we want to do it, just give me your undivided attention right now if you want to play.
Something needs to account for the fact that the Dolphins, down in the state of Florida, where everything is going on, and everything is happening in Miami.
Young roster.
Young and dumb.
But not across the board. Not every guy on the roster is 23 years old.
Like Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's a smart guy, right? Went to Harvard. We've heard that. Played for, what, 8 teams? What is that guy saying? I'm all in. Let's go.
How is it that nobody from the Falcons, nobody from the Colts, teams with seemingly not a lot to play for, the Dolphins, nobody has opted out of any of these teams? Meanwhile, the Patriots, 8 guys so far.
Colts have a lot to play for.
No thanks.
Colts could be that surprise team that comes out of the South this year. Yeah, Rivers could get hot. They started building that defense the right way. They got a great offensive line. They got some talent on the outside. They can run the ball. Colts are heading the right direction, as much as we don't like them.
Okay.
I think the Colts have a shot this year.
How about the Bengals?
No shot.
One player is opted out.
How about Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh could sneak in this thing.
No player is opted out.
Should you do it by the sheer number of opt-outs or, like, number of
players? I think it's impact players. Like, other than Hightower.
Like, I look at Hightower, Chung, Cannon. The Patriots have had 3 very significant pieces of their roster opt out.
But you knew Cannon, what he dealt with the prior, and you kind of could expect he was going to opt out here.
But there's
team with tight end issues, and one of your tight ends opts out, a guy who's, I mean, I know it's Matt Lacoste, but he's figuring, okay, you know, not a lot to work with here, and I could end up being the guy.
He's not even a roster lock, though.
Yeah.
But no, it does
150 or 350
beg that guy. Other question. Why have other similar players in that situation not done that? Guys who have kicked around the league for a couple of years and don't have a a sure roster spot. Mm. Guys that have been in a similar position. I don't know. I don't know. So what do you think it is?
I really don't know. The only thing I can think of is that they are not sold on the idea of Cam Newton and the excitement that we feel for seeing Cam Newton on this team. They feel like that's not even going to happen, and it's going to be Stidham, and it's going to be one of these like middling years, and what do I need to be there for?
See, I've heard that too. Like people said, well, Bill signed Cam Newton to kind of get these guys excited and give the offense a jolt of energy and a little zing and, you know, make them want to stick and go for it. No, I don't think Cam Newton, if anyway, it works against you.
I mean, that you're balancing.
If you signed him, then he's got to start opting out.
Like, right. But you're balancing the two things, Beetle. On one side, you've got all the reasons why you wouldn't want to play. You know, the health and the safety and all this stuff. And what's on the other side? Well, the fear of missing out. What are you going to miss out on? Right. What else is there to argue against?
I get that.
Everything tells you is like if you've got some money and you've got some security in your life, there's no reason to play this year. There's a lot of guys who just say, no, I'm not going to play.
Right. I said this on Friday. Dante Hightower said it was a difficult decision to make. And the other thing that what makes it difficult is the tug of wanting to be there.
Right. And so far, 8 guys from the Patriots, 5 more than any other team, have said, nah, there's the health and safety issues, everything that's going on, outweigh what I could potentially miss out on. I feel like they feel like they're not going to be missing out on all that much. Maybe not across the board, maybe not all 8 guys, but at least a few of them feel like,
you know what it is, okay.
I'm well, not
what,
even that, all that you know concerned, again, but I'm not going to be missing anything either.
So why hasn't that happened on really terrible teams in the league?
I don't know.
All right. Well, this, I'm just saying.
It's an anomaly.
Unless they're smart enough to know that we know when we have a contender, we know when we don't. Like, Brady knew it last year that they didn't have a contender. Like, that was the hidden secret. Like, that's why it was miserable. You're like, we're not good enough. We're never going to be good enough on offense.
Or, Beatles, so, we're just not thinking that some of these guys who have opted out on the Patriots think this team is going to be a lot more terrible than we do.
Or maybe they just think, we're not even going to be able to play a year. We just know it. Like, look, we've been on these calls with the league. I'm one of the defensive leaders. I don't believe anything they're telling us. Now they're trying to slide this move up date on us to where you have to declare whether you opt in or opt out. Like, I'm not seeing eye to eye with the league on this.
We played the Devin McCourty cut. Do you think Devin McCourty is mad enough? And as of right now, he said he was playing. Do you think he's mad enough to want to just opt out?
No. He says, I'm out here still having fun moving around. I like it. I like what I'm doing. I'm still having fun out here. Like, he's mad when you have these calls and you have these discussions and you commit, you sign a collective bargaining agreement, and then now they try and slide one in on you. And he said, come on. I mean, at some point, like, man, then what do we sign this stuff for? He's right. They want to move the day up. It's 7 days after the day you signed it. That's where it should stay.
We will have more unboxing for Jim coming up. At 12:50, we'll get to your calls on the Patriots and their opt-outs next.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. It's he got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Another NFL player just opted out. Broncos right tackle Juwan James is the latest. Add that one to your list, Hardy.
I believe that makes 2 for the Broncos.
Here's something else that the Patriots have going for them. They pride themselves on smart players, smart people. That's what they do. Those are the guys they go after. Those are the guys they target in free agency. Those are the guys they target in the draft. That's what they pride themselves on, being a smart team. With smart guys. mature, smart players. Yep. What are you laughing at?
I didn't have my mic.
I think he hurt himself, too.
You okay?
Yeah, I hurt my hand.
You hurt your hand.
See, I knew it. I knew you hurt yourself.
You're doing box jumps over there, Tuukka? What happened?
Yeah, that's how you're back on the ice. Jumps.
He's at practice. I told you, they're going to be fine.
He's feeling better.
The freak are you doing box jumps for
maybe,
now?
Maybe the guys in the NFL, the guys on the Patriots roster, are watching the fiasco that is Major League Baseball. And they're saying, without a bubble, this thing doesn't have a shot.
I think it's more about, this is not going to be a good season, meaning we may not play 8 games, maybe even 10. And I got a new baby, and I'm not dealing with this. I could juggle one, I can't juggle both. Like that. And I think this is less about, boy, this isn't our year because Stidham's quarterback or something. Cam. No. They've been around to where they've started 0-2 and have gone to Super Bowls and won them. Like, so it's not about how you start the beginning. It's how you're playing at the end. I just think they look at this year like I said, we're in weird times right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We're in weird times.
You went to the beach yesterday and hustled back to watch a Bruins game. It's local.
I'm telling you, that's a big problem here.
Portnoy had the best tweet. He goes, hey, I'm going to stir up a lot of crap at this tweet, but I don't feel like we're in sports here.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, it just feels to me like everything is in preseason exhibition mode.
No, it's hard to invest in.
Sorry to be.
Baseball is the only thing I have found really easy to invest and watch because it's the right time of year. A very seasonal thing.
Yeah, you're trained.
It's going to be hard to make fun of the L.A. fans from now on.
Well, not
you
only,
know how they feel now,
well,
right?
Not only that, no, I would never compare us to L.A. I would not do that, Jim.
If you were like that, if you had that weather all the time, you're saying because of the weather and because of the time of year.
Yeah, because
it
we only Miami, get 10 Jim. Weeks a year of this.
Miami.
If you had it year-round, well, that's different. But we get, really, what do we get? 10 decent weeks of summer here?
If that.
And we are very... We have 4 very different seasons. So we have certain things that fit the calendar for us and fit our feelings about things. I've had no issue making the Red Sox appointment viewing right now for their regular season games that are going to end up being very useless because the team blows. I mean, summertime months, I'm always invested in the Red Sox. Always. So it's not about just not being able to invest in sports. It's weird trying to get into a hockey game in August yesterday. Okay? It was a little weird. I was struggling a little
bit.
Do
it with no fans.
It was a little odd. And there's no fans in the building. And it doesn't feel
boy,
right.
That basketball really has an Olympic viewing spectacle to it. I don't know what if it's the camera angle or the lighting.
Can
the
I tell
building?
You what basketball is seriously helped by? All the music. And the
boom, boom, psh,
yes,
boom,
boom, that helps, man.
Help more of that.
I'm telling you, that helps me.
Worst thing I think
seeing
baseball
the fans
did
on the board too. Seeing the
yes,
fans on the
there's
board
a little
helps.
Something to that.
The worst thing I think baseball did at the start of this was that Sunday night baseball game. T-Bone, you know which one it was? It was Cubs. It was it Dodgers and was it Cubs Dodgers? I forget who it was. And they had nothing.
Here was
no murmur,
Dave
no
Portnoy's
sound, and it was
tweet.
Awful.
He said, "I'm going to say something controversial. I don't know how anybody is into sports right now. It all seems like preseason fake stuff."
He's right.
There is a little bit of that to it.
Baseball almost has the most real feel. I'm with you on that. And I think if you watch...
because most of the games don't matter.
Right.
So it's a,
baseball
it's
always has that
the intensity
feel
level that you feel watching a baseball
is appropriate.
Game is about right.
It's appropriate for August.
It's kind of you're in and out. Where you watch everything else, you want to be on the edge of your seat. You don't feel like... It's cooked you to where you're on the edge of your seat.
Okay, but is the problem that the Boston Bruins also feel that way? Because as Bruce Cassidy said, they're in summer hockey mode.
They shouldn't be because to what Hardy said earlier, they worked out the most. You had workouts. You had camps.
Who said that?
I thought you said it. Maybe Beatles said it.
No, Beatles said it, that they had a long training camp. Long, arduous, intense training camp.
They were there for what, 2.5 weeks?
Are their heads not in?
In and out. Guys were there for a couple of days. Other guys weren't there. Some guys were overseas.
Was that going on with every team in the league?
Well, not every team in the league went out to dinner with an infected person.
Oh, okay, because maybe they just weren't invested enough to not go to the rink in Medford or to the North End. Maybe the other teams were more invested.
Maybe they went to a rink further up on the North Shore.
Maybe
and
went
somebody
to multiple
opened
rinks
it up for it.
Yeah, maybe they went where all you're skating against high school kids now and opening yourself to more infection.
Didn't pay for it. I don't know. There's all kinds of stories out
somebody
there.
Somebody paid for it. Free. I respect it. I respect it. I wouldn't pay either.
617-779-0985. Zach in the car.
I'll tell you something else.
What?
We're supposed to get all juiced up for the golf major, for the PGA Championship here in another week or two.
Yeah.
No, well, I mean, you're going to be asked to do it as a golf fan. You're going to be asked. It's like the first major of the year. Finally, going to be. Is it? I don't know. I guess.
Are there going to be fans there?
No.
Yeah, then no.
No. No.
Let's get to Zach. Zach, what do you got on the Patriots?
Hi there. Can you guys hear me okay?
Hi.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I actually think that the reason why perhaps the Patriots have so many people is that right away you had a few real veteran guys, big names, opt out. And then it's a little bit easier, don't you think, for some of the other guys to kind of not have the spotlight on them? Like, can you imagine if Matt LaCoste was like the only guy opting out? You'd be like, well, what are you doing, buddy? You know, but I mean, once you have if like Aaron Rodgers opted out, maybe you'd see a little domino effect. You know what I mean?
No, I don't exactly know what you mean, because Dante Hightower is a big name. Has that had a domino effect? Is that what he's suggesting?
No, he's saying that the fact that they opt out would take less pressure off you if you want to opt out. Since that guy,
that I agree. I guess I'm misunderstanding what he's saying, because we did wonder, will this have a domino effect? I'm not sure that it did, even with 10 guys.
No.
I'm not sure that's the reason why the other guys did it.
No.
It definitely is an icebreaker, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, you got to wait for Cannon.
You don't want to be the first guy to opt out.
You do it first. I'm going to do it. I'll do it after you. You go first. Here's my question. What was the timing that the actual coaching staff and Bill knew on it?
What does it matter?
I think it does matter. Because I think if it's even entering your mind as a player.
Do you think it was before the draft?
No.
Okay. Do you think it was 2 months ago?
I think it's during virtual calls and positioning groups and
so
all that.
So what's the diff?
Yeah. You know, hey, how's it going? How you doing at home? Well, we got the baby coming.
It's not like there's no camp. So it's not like they missed camp. There isn't any.
Yeah, Bill doesn't seem to mind missing the preseason either off Friday.
No, I heard that.
Yeah. Hey, colleges do it.
Rutgers has been doing this since 1871.
Yeah.
The easy answer on that is the same thing that's the easy answer for the Bruins. Well, everyone's dealing with the same thing. So there's no competitive disadvantage. Everyone has to deal with it.
Yeah.
We're all doing the same thing.
I don't think he likes it. I think he's pointing out to his players that we're just, you know, this is not something that's unheard of, right?
Right. I mean, he's making the best of a bad situation.
And that's the advantage Bill has over the coaches, supposedly, through this, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
Hey, everyone's doing this.
What's my angle here?
Let's not sit here and worry about it or complain about it. Let's just do it. Everyone's doing the same thing. The ice is bad. Everyone's got bad ice in Toronto.
Yeah. Meanwhile, John Harbaugh is saying it's not humanly possible to do what they asked to do.
Right. You want to be Bill Belichick or John Harbaugh right now? You want to be Bill Belichick. Yep.
Sort of embrace
this
it.
This sucks.
This sucks.
We all know it sucks.
We're going to embrace it.
We're not going to spend any time talking about how much it sucks. We're just going to deal with it.
Yeah.
Okay, then. That's what you want.
Did you see the stuff from Pro Football Talk that the league is urging teams to travel back immediately after games?
Is that what they do anyway?
Especially on the West Coast. When you're going to play the Chargers on a Sunday night, and then you have to play the Rams on a Thursday night.
Oh, so you're talking
they're
about...
They're encouraging you to fly back and forth.
They don't want you to set up camp somewhere?
Right.
Okay. Are you sure that scenario isn't part of that, though?
I don't think it can
be. That scenario can't be part of it.
No.
Well, then what is it, then?
Impossible. No. That's impossible.
I'm asking Zoe.
No,
what is it then?
It's not. They gotta get approval from the league. Like we're gonna stay out there, okay, just so you know that. Like it's impossible for you to ask us to fly home, get home Monday, turn around and fly back the next day.
What do we got for packages back there today, Jim? Delivery?
Got one manila envelope and two more Amazon Prime boxes.
Okay,
I see they use those Amazon Prime boxes as repacking.
We've also got this for Hardy.
Yeah,
he has not heard Josh Fowler's intro for Jim Louse Unboxing.
Oh, there's an intro
audio piece,
audio and visual?
It's way better than his other stuff.
I think you'll be pleased.
Yeah.
I'm pleased with everything that Josh does.
Oh, I don't think that's true.
It is true.
I don't believe
you're the
that.
One who has a problem.
I don't know if we're going to be going down the roads where we're going.
We'll get to it next.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know what they say?
What?
Good things come in small packages.
An autographed game puck signed by number 16, Marco Sturm.
It's a good quality item.
Kane's mayonnaise.
The Jim Corsi gum.
When I want something, I get it.
Framed photo of number 35, Manny Fernandez.
Yes, sir. Top of the line.
We get a mother load here.
Like, that's the size of box you put an animal in.
What do you make of that,
it's
Hardy?
Excellent, and I love the graphic, too, of a toddler-esque Jim Louth sitting on the floor opening.
Really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
We haven't got any animals yet. I'm a little disappointed.
Live animals?
You can cut holes inside.
Zoe's been begging for a live animal.
How about just some sea monkeys?
Like
would
skunk,
that be okay?
Skunk? Like a lizard?
No, I think
lizard
more,
would make it?
I think more along the line of like a small ant farm.
Yes.
I think that'd be fine.
I don't think, like, I wouldn't set a dead fish or anything. Those things rot.
Here are the parameters of what we're doing here. Jim Louth has a new office. 36 shelves in that office, all of them 5.5 inches tall. We've asked you to send in your useless memorabilia crap to Jim Louth to fill those office shelves. That would be Jim Louth, care of 98.5 The Sports Hub, 55 Morrissey Boulevard, Dorchester, Mass., 02125. We got three packages to get to today.
Three packages.
We had four the other day.
Now, has Jim already opened these?
No.
I opened the tape just so I don't have to go through that on the air. Yeah.
Good.
Loosens them up.
So package number
manila
one.
Manila envelope from Bill Ricca. We have a box from North Attleboro that was a prime box duct taped. And then I have another prime box that looks like it was an actual purchase.
Okay, well, we...
I say we go box, like, envelope,
no,
box.
No, Zoe, Hardy doesn't know the rules of etiquette here.
What?
He wasn't here last week for this. Yeah, there's etiquette. You open the envelopes first.
You get a birthday gift and envelope.
You open the envelope first.
Make your kid always read
have
a card.
Have some class. Please. Envelopes first.
There's no guarantee that whatever's in the box is going to be better than the envelope.
We didn't say that it would. We said we have rules.
Why is Jim's forehead so shiny?
Because I'm bald.
No.
Because it is polished.
I thought you loosened it up.
Who's this from? Someone in Bill Ricca?
This is Bill Ricca, no name. There's a note, though.
Okay.
East Boston Squishy Football, autographed. East Boston, I can only imagine who that autographed.
It's got to be
Jermaine Wiggins.
Dennis from Bill Ricca. Heard you're desperately in need of some sports memorabilia to fill your shelves. Enclosed is a signature of former Patriot, former 98.5 The Sports Hub regular, and Super Bowl champion, Boston's own Jermaine Wiggins, number 85.
Love it.
This is a priceless piece of memorabilia.
Sure is.
I hope you and everyone at 98.5 The Sports Hub cherish it.
Great item. Let's see it.
Let's see. It's how small? About 2.5 inches wide?
Oh, it's a little tiny squishy.
Something you get at the bank.
It's very small.
Yeah, they have those at the bank.
I'm surprised Wiggy was able to fit his autograph onto the football.
This is from East Boston's Social Center's 100th year anniversary.
Oh,
wow.
This is a limited edition, definitely.
Absolutely.
Is he a big signer? Jermaine? I mean, does he sign his name large?
No, but I mean, he's, you know, got football-sized hands.
It says 85 on it, too. He signed it. Name and number.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Get up on your knees.
Look at T-Bone over there. He could not be less interested or less impressed by
this
show.
Copy and pasted picture of Wiggy on the actual note,
too. Oh, good, in case we didn't know who he was. Helpful. Very helpful.
How about a chicken parm wrapper signed by Wiggy?
I got this from Santapio's. I was down there with my boy Juve. We was down there, and we had some pizza.
Like a sub shop menu.
Yeah.
All right, you want the purchased item or the reboxed Amazon first?
I'll leave that one up to Hardy.
Rebox.
No. Purchased. I think the reboxed is going to be better. I would go purchased first.
Okay.
It's this one's pretty good. I can see it in the box here.
You can see what it is?
Let's see if there's a note first.
Gift
Brian
receipt.
From Holyoke.
Holyoke?
The price is wrong, bitch. That's what it says.
Oh, and by the way, it's Holyoke. That's how they say
it's Holyoke.
No, I'm telling you how they say it if you're from Holyoke.
Holyoke?
Yep. Bunch of weirdos out there. Because you read the sign, and it says Holyoke.
Yeah, Holyoke.
Nope, they say Holyoke.
Hey-ol.
We got the Steven Tyler pop figure. The looked like Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
So we have another one. Happy Gilmore, Bruins jersey.
Okay, I like that. That's a good one. Cool item.
I don't know what the hell it is, Jim. I'm sitting here
it's
looking
a Funko
at it.
Pop.
I'm listening to your description. I still don't know what the hell it is.
It's one of those weird
Funko
things.
Pops.
Yeah. What did you get in the? Tell me what you got in the box. What is it?
It's a Happy Gilmore, a little figurine with a golf club.
It's a Happy Gilmore.
It looks nothing like
Funko Pop.
Looks nothing like Adam Sandler.
All right.
Most of those don't actually appear as the person.
T-Bone, your hair.
It's not like a bobblehead. It's a little different.
T-Bone's hair started like George Stephanopoulos's.
T-Bone is going to kill you before the end of the show today. I can sense it.
Imagine if he got like
I can
up, like,
see it in his eyes.
Imagine T-Bone comes in and goes, "Oh, I got a stiff neck. I slept wrong last night." Well, what's different than any other day?
Like, how was that Bruins game yesterday?
Told you. I texted you earlier. I said I will be on a boat celebrating my wife's
Tom
birthday.
Tom is not a guy to cross on that front. He will out you on not watching
things
every
time. Well,
obviously
you went to the beach. You didn't get tan.
Yeah. T-Bone didn't spend any time on the beach this weekend.
Yeah. You fake and bake. I'll get you some fake and bake.
Tom just told me he had a good Samaritan act this weekend at the beach.
What'd you do?
What'd you
found
save
some
a life?
Sunglasses sticking out of the sand. He pulled them up, put them on a rock. Some guy came by later and said, "Oh, these are my sunglasses.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking for them."
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I thought you were about to tell me a story about him pulling a small child out of the water,
yeah,
performing CPR
no,
or something.
No. Pulled a Titleist out of the blowhole of a whale or something.
Yeah, unwrapped a sea turtle. That was caught in a six pack.
So he stepped on some sunglasses that weren't his, and he didn't keep them. And that qualifies as a good Samaritan.
Yeah.
What kind of sunglasses were they, T-Bone?
Probably cheap ones.
They were pretty cheap.
Cheap,
not great.
Wasn't a pair of Ray-Bans.
And he still came in bragging about it.
Imagine being a loser that came back looking for the cheap pair. Oh, it's my sunglasses.
I thought you were about to tell me he's out there roping off sections of the dunes because you know.
I thought you're like spotting sharks or something.
The piping plovers are nesting or something. Like, what is this?
Don't turn your lights on. The
good,
sea turtles won't come
Samaritan.
Back to nest. They'll leave their eggs and they'll die.
All right, last package. Neil in North Attleboro.
Neil.
Go ahead.
All right. This is the reboxed one,
yes,
correct?
It is.
Yes.
All right.
I see some paw sock stuff in here.
Oh, that's exciting.
Oh, that's good. Paw socks right up your alley, Jim.
Oh. Jim, I still have my lanyard for my season pass. I'll give you.
Junior Seau. D. Brown, Larry Bird,
D. Brown.
Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish,
random.
Big three,
okay.
Big three, D. Brown and Junior Seau, cards.
Okay.
Paw Sox glass.
That's not bad.
It's nice. Short enough.
That's not bad.
It's not a pint glass. Pint glass wouldn't fit.
What is that, a rocks glass?
Yep.
Yeah. A towel here.
A towel.
Massachusetts Pirates towel.
Oh, nice.
Not bad.
There you go.
Pirates.
All right.
Not easy to display on the shelf, but we'll figure it out.
Oh, look at this. Beetle might want to take this one.
What is it?
It's all bent. Autographed hit dog picture.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice.
That must have been like early career skinny Movon.
Billy Lanny's ears just poked, perked up.
Billy,
what?
I said, what?
Autograph, Mo Vaughn? What? Hello? What?
I want to do the Andy Cohen.
Wow.
No
way.
That's amazing.
Wow.
He's really skinny in this picture. That's got to be rookie year.
Maybe like 94.
Again, tough to display, though.
Well, we've had a lot of, we had a Manny Fernandez 8x10 come in, and I said, you know, Jim should have like an Alex Cora-esque office where, you know, remember Alex Cora put an 8x10 up of every win? You know, just plaster the walls with the 8x10s.
Yeah, nice.
The wall of victory there.
We'll bring Jim a staple gun. He could just start putting it up around his, you know, towels and pictures.
Send him a staple gun.
You got to get some card holders. I got a few cards now, the ones that stand up.
Send him a staple gun.
Have it autographed by, like, the guy at Home Depot, though, where you buy it. Yeah.
I'll go to the Lowe's by me. He likes seeing me.
Yeah, then send in
Tony.
If you got a Tony Eason 8x10, we'd love to get that.
That'd be nice.
If anyone's got that,
Somebody said they have a Mark McGwire signed baseball they want to send, but there's an issue.
What is it?
Which I don't see as an issue. It's also signed by Tony Fossas.
Oh,
see, I think that's phenomenal.
That's what better. Makes it great. That again, it almost would be better if he just said, "Hey, I have a Tony Fossas autographed baseball." That would be wonderful. But
that'd get top billing on and key shelf. That'd be on a nice marquee shelf.
Yeah, we got the old McGwire Fossas ball. Oh, it'd be awesome. I think that's a winner right there. That guy should be sending that in.
That is a winner.
No doubt. Okay, so we got three more items that we...
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores.org/Noah.